Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 until the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Small Business. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Barker, one of my favorite friends in the Brain Trust and one of the great futurists of our time. And his work on implications, his work on paradigms are the most some of the most practical. They are the most practical things that I've learned from a futurist for my business. And Joel, I thank you for all that.
You're welcome. And the way I think about it is they're exploratory tools.
Yep, absolutely.
They're qualitative for planning. Yeah, they're handy. But they help you explore issues in a way that makes it efficient and effective so that you don't spend so much time doing it, but you still get good answers.
And on Friday, I'm giving a speech to a bunch of bankers, and one of my slides is about paradigm shifts. And I always give Joe Barker credit for popularizing and explaining that in the way that he has in over the last 40 years, and including the book Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future. Hey Joel, let's move over and talk about something that I'm very interested in. Something that Bill Gates has gotten involved in. Bill Gates is an interesting character, and he's on my radar screen for a number of reasons. Number one, I'm a Rotarian. And he put a lot of money into Rotary Foundation to help finish up the job of eradicating polio. Most people don't realize that the global eradication of polio, with the exception of Afghanistan and Pakistan, those two countries, and only in a few places is it there, but everywhere else in the world there's no polio because of Rotary. Now, they've had partners. Bill Gates came in later, in one of the later partners, but those are one of the great things that he has done with his wealth. And so he puts his money in for good things where his mouth is. But now he's working on something else. I understand now he also is the largest owner of farmland in the country. And I wonder why that is. So tell us why we should be talking about Bill Gates today with regard to nuclear.
Bill Gates has been interested in nuclear power for decades, and he's actually had a company that he's invested in called TerraPower, which has been exploring one very radical way to use nuclear power. But now he has formed a partnership with Hitachi, I believe it is, in Japan, to build this new third-generation nuclear reactor. And what makes it so special is that it, number one, is manufacturable. It's small enough so that you can actually build it out inside a factory and not have to worry about the weather and the other odds and ends that you do when you were building the first generation reactors, which were all built uniquely. It uses sodium to capture the heat. And this is, and I won't go into all these details. I'm going to give people a website here in a minute to go to get the rest of the details. But this is one that amazed me. I didn't know this about sodium, but water basically goes from solid at 0 centigrade to gas 100 at centigrade. Right. That's a 100-degree range for capturing heat, not very big range. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they pressurize the atmosphere in those reactors, because pressurized, the water doesn't turn to steam until much higher temperature.
Perhaps, Joel, we could also mention one of the things we hear a lot about, especially with regard to Iran and their designs on nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons, is heavy water. We've heard the term heavy water before. Water, that heavy water is what protects the nuclear from getting out, and it transmits the heat. Go ahead. So I think this is probably a variation on the heavy water. What do you think?
It's actually much better than that, because if you take sodium, which is a metal, and heat it up, it melts. And you take it as hot as it goes before it turns to a gas at 735 degrees.
Wow.
At the other end, solid, it's zero. You know, it's one. So you use a Kelvin scale. So that has massively more ability to capture the heat being released by the reactor.
Before it changes its state, like water to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it can carry much more energy, much more efficiently. In fact, the numbers look like four times as efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason this is important is because we need a steady, solid base of energy to coexist in a partnership. We were talking about that. With the variable sources of wind and waves and the other things that we have. So this looks like a good one. And plus it looks like it would, because you were going to build it in a factory and because it's very simply structured, it looks like it could be a profound partner to get us to this zero state of carbon.
Well, yeah, and the United States is a great place for this because, you know, as I've the research I've done recently, Joel, on a climate change article that I wrote, you know, the United States is reducing its dependence upon coal-fired power plants, while China is ramping up. China has like four times the number of power plants, of coal-fired power plants, than America does. They're ramping up, and we're cutting them down. So this would be a great alternative and a great replacement. And that's I completely agree with this trend. As you know, as long as we do it over in a period of time that makes sense for our economy.
Question for you.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about Bill Gates dabbling in all this stuff?
I'm a little concerned about it. I mean, that's the reason I set it up in the beginning with his contribution to Rotary. It does trouble me when multi-billionaires, the four or five richest people in the world, have this kind of control. I have to say, I am keeping my powder dry on these things. And I'm going to ask you that question yourself when we come back after the break. It's Tintail right back with our good friend Joe Barker, MotorCom, after the break. JoeBarker.com, by the way, that's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.